It's 8 degrees at 7 o'clock. Good evening. This is Kent Kahlberg with CJOR News. Premier Barrett has come up with tough new measures to back up the federal wage and price guidelines. Jake Bankett reports from Nanaimo.
Premier Barrett has announced tough new measures to beef up the federal anti-inflation program, which, he says, still has serious gaps in it. First, the provincial price freeze on essential goods and services, due to expire at the end of the year, will be extended to February 16th. After that date, controls will continue on food prices. Retail and wholesale food prices will be monitored, and any questionable increases will be investigated by the Department of Consumer Services. If the department isn't satisfied, it will pass the case on to the Federal Anti-Inflation Board for investigation and enforcement. And this program will continue for the duration of the federal control. Finally, Barrett announces an immediate freeze on commercial rents for the next 3 months until February 29th. After that, commercial rent increases for the first time will be subject to review by the Rent Review Commission. All this contingent, of course, on an NDP victory at the polls December 11th.
Results of the National Postal Inside Workers Contract vote should be made known later tonight out of Ottawa. About 1,200 members voted in Vancouver with a split recommendation. Local CUPW Executive Board recommends rejection. However, the Western Region Union Director, Frank Walden, has recommended acceptance. Walden says he didn't recommend acceptance because it's a good contract, but because he had to look at the situation logically. He says union locals are in poor financial shape and will not be able to maintain their strike headquarters. Walden says he doesn't like the contract. There's nothing in it for the senior employees. It doesn't contain a good COLA clause, but he says he had to recommend acceptance out of logic.